Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Have some time to spare? Like 7,513 hours to spare? Because that's how long it would take you to listen through the entire digital holdings of the Macaulay Library Archive at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology up in Ithaca, New York. It is one of the world's largest archives of natural sound. We're talking 150,000 recordings of birds and whales, elephants, frogs, and more. The entire collection was recently made public after many, many years of work, and on the line with us to talk about it is the collection's audio curator, Greg Budney. Greg, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
These recordings have sort of been famous, although people may not have heard of the Macaulay Library itself. We've heard especially the birds in films and other records for many years. What was the idea behind kind of, you know, making it publicly available and digitizing it like this?
The whole idea behind digitization was to literally swing the doors open on the collection to everyone, to teachers in classrooms, scientists, bird watchers, and anyone with an interest in nature.
Now, it takes 7,500 hours just to listen. How long did it take to do the digitizing work?
It took about 12 years to complete the project.
Mm-hmm. And so how many different, I mean, it's the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and birds have always had sort of pride of place in the library, but what are some of the other species that are represented?
We have in the archive just about any type of animal you can think of that makes sound. Birds, of course, readily come to mind. They're all around us. They're outdoors, in our backyard. They're fascinating singers. They make compelling sounds, lead interesting lives. So you can imagine why we have many, many bird recordings. Mm-hmm. But we also have mammals, insects, frogs, toads, even geophysical activity. We've got bubbling mud pots and Old Faithful firing off from Yellowstone National Park.
Mm-hmm. And how far back do these recordings go?
The earliest recording that we have, recordings we have in the collection were made in 1929. There are two recordings, a song sparrow and a rose-breasted grosbeak, that were made with the help of Mr. Theodore Case, who was one of the early inventors of sound sync film.
So if we go back to 1929, this is one of the two earliest recordings in the Macaulay Library. This is the song sparrow. So aside from scientists who are doing this sort of work, who are the people that most often utilize the sounds in the library?
Museums, nature centers, facilities that are dedicated to conveying the wonders of nature to the general public make extensive use of the sounds and videos at the Macaulay Library. To a nature center or a museum, it's a way to bring those events home time and time again to the general public, for them to experience those rare, amazing moments in nature.
Mm-hmm. And musicians, I know, have used the Macaulay Library there at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology many times over the years. I know the sax player Paul Winter has you know, incorporated some bird songs from the library. Best candidate to appear on a John Coltrane record, though, would probably not be a bird, would it?
No, I'm afraid top honors for that would probably go to the Indri, the largest lemur in Madagascar.
Mm-hmm. So it's a primate, and this is what it sounds like.
Thank you.
that's a pretty amazing sound. That is the Indri, a large type of lemur from the island of Madagascar, recorded and now digitized and available to the general public as part of the Macaulay Library Archive at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York. We're speaking with Greg Budney, who's the audio curator at the library. What does that mean, Greg? What's your role?
The organization of the collection is scientifically organized. It's arranged by taxonomy, mm-hmm. so the evolutionary relationships that we currently understand different creatures to have is the framework in which the collection's organized. There are data records associated with each and every recording in which this type of information is kept and is searchable.
Hmm. So if you're looking for mating calls, for example, you can bring up a whole sort of, you know, cross-species list of different animals' mating calls.
You could, and it would result in an enormous search return, thousands and thousands
right.
of recordings.
Including recordings of some species that are no longer with us. Tell us about the Kauai o'o. Am I saying that right?
You are. All the major islands of Hawaii used to have an o'o. Only one survived into the 20th century, and that was the Kauai o'o. And the recording that we have here for you today is that of one of the last Kauai o'o. It was recorded in the mid-1970s by researcher Thane Pratt. And that species went extinct from the island of Kauai in the mid-1980s.
Wow. So this is a mating call with no answer from the Kauai o'o. That's the Kauai o'o, an extinct species of bird from the Hawaiian Islands whose sound is preserved in the Macaulay Library Archive at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York. You can check out their entire catalog of digital audio recordings, almost 150,000 of them. There's a link on our website at soundcheck.org. Greg Budney, audio curator of the Macaulay Library. It's among those 150,000, there are some stars. There are some, you know, hit makers who you know, filmmakers and musicians and scientists keep coming back to. And one of them seems to be the common loon. What is it about this bird that is so perennially attractive?
I think it's the haunting nature of its call. That long, mournful quality seems to reach deep inside all of us and grab us. And I think that's one of the amazing things that about sound is that it really can transport you to a particular place and time, and it evokes emotion in a way that other media don't necessarily do.
It certainly is a musical and an emotional sound. This is the common loon. Just one of the loneliest sounds on the planet, isn't it, Greg?
It is.
The common loon. Let me ask you just quickly about how these recordings are made. I mean, there's one recording of, you know, an ostrich chick breaking through its shell where you can hear the researchers sort of chattering amongst themselves in the background and stuff. In that recording of the common loon, you hear the loon's cry sort of echoing. I mean, nobody's doing any post-production and adding reverb, right? That's a natural echo off the sounds of the hills or the lake or whatever.
That's exactly right. So the loon is calling from the surface of a lake, and around the edge of the lake is a wall of trees. And so the sound is propagating across the surface of the water unimpeded. It hits that wall of vegetation and then bounces back. And so you're hearing natural reverb.
Now, in terms of, all the different species, it is mostly birds, but as we've mentioned, there are primates, frogs, insects, lots more in the Macaulay Library Archive at Cornell's Lab of Ornithology. And while there are lots of recordings of individual species, there are also some, for lack of a better word, choral recordings. Tell us about the Dawn Chorus in Queensland, Australia.
Well, for someone living here in the States, one of the remarkable things about a dawn chorus in Queensland is you're really not going to hear anything familiar. It's a whole different avifauna there, and it's really striking how different sounding it is, and yet equally spectacular, on a par with anything we hear here in the States in terms of its beauty and intrigue.
So any idea how many different species we've got going here?
John, I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Okay.
I'd have to dissect it to answer the question.
Yeah. Well, this recording of the Dawn Chorus is one of nearly 150,000 digital audio recordings, more than 7,500 hours made available recently to the public through the Macaulay Library Archive at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. We've been speaking with the audio curator, Greg Budney. Greg, it's a fascinating and just it's a remarkable collection of recordings. Thanks so much for sharing some of it with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
This is Soundcheck.